Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
But let's get just a little bit more serious, because we wanted to talk about organ donations. And the health department has called on South Africans to become organ donors. The department's Foster Makgola has said that the lack of organ donors has nothing to do with cultural or religious beliefs. So how are we doing? We wanted to check in with Jack Bloom. He's a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the DA, to find out about this issue. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thank you. So how are we doing? I mean, the fact that this announcement was made is probably an indication that we aren't doing so well.
Well, according to the department, there's something like 2,700 people on the waiting list for transplants of various kinds. And in fact, I can tell you at local hospitals, they'll all tell you of patients who are waiting for a kidney transplant or something like that, and they unfortunately, many of them die before they get the donated organ. The real problem is a shortage of organs. I mean, obviously people have to die first for you to harvest. Sorry to use that term, but hearts, livers, kidneys, lungs. But of course, in the case of a kidney, and you will know that in Israel there's actually an active campaign for people to donate a kidney, because you can do that as a living donor. I mean, it's a
yes.
wonderful form of altruism. But
with
the what they call solid organs, that's heart, kidney, lungs, pancreas, you could save up to 7 people. But there's also a larger category of tissue donations, which can also be taken from a person, unfortunately, after they have died. And that includes corneas, skin, and even bone. The bone, in fact, is quite a large category of tissue donations. But what it really requires is, obviously, more people must know that this is a gift they can give after they have died. I would encourage anybody who's wants to do this to I think just Google the Organ Donor Foundation, and there is a form that they can sign, and they can have an indication that they wish their organs to be donated after their death. I mean, it truly is
Whereas, of course, I agree with you, and I think it's a phenomenal thing to do. The fact that the department is so appalling with regard to living people genuinely would make me concerned about dead people. In other words, if I'm not confident, and if I am reliant on our public health system for a knee operation that's going to take me years to get, and ultimately, I mean, I'm not even sure if I'm manager because of the waiting list and the way in which these things function, how much confidence do I have to say, well, after I'm dead and I can't even look after myself, I'll be treated okay and the whole system will be managed efficiently? So I think that the Department of Health has to look inward to understand that they are actually part of the problem.
Well, I think so, partly, of course. But, the same problem of lack of donors is in the private health sector. Generally people don't know that there is that option, and you'd find lots more people would. But I agree with you. Some people would have a lot of trepidation about whether their body will be treated with, proper respect after they die, as far as organ donation is being done. And, of course, the state of our public health system doesn't engender much confidence. But I think, these are high-level specialist activities, transplants. So I think you're dealing with the high caliber of medical person who I would like to think, would do things properly. And I think there needs to be more information forthcoming and confidence-building measures. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a donor, unfortunately, people die. You could go to any hospital, private and public, and find people on kidney dialysis,
Absolutely.
And they're waiting for a kidney, which, of course, can be done while while you're still alive, but, you know, obviously yes. You have to be matching tissue, and we've seen various heartwarming examples of that. But I think it's just, in general, a very serious problem of lack of donors, and I think that, you know, the donor pipeline can be increased if people know more about it, and if, you know, the health sector gives more confidence that they're going to do things properly.
So how does one go about making sure that they are registered or listed as an organ donor?
Well, I think they should go to the website of the Organ Donor Foundation, and they tell you exactly how to do that. And there's even a sticker they give you that you could put in your ID book. And just, you know, so that it's known. But, I mean, obviously people should make it known to their families.
Yes, I was just going to say, it's not good enough just to have it there. I think people around you, people who care for you and who can speak for you in the event of your death need to be aware that this is one of your wishes.
Yes, yes, absolutely. But, you know, obviously it's a very traumatic issue for people to even think about while they're alive.
Sure.
But, you know, obviously, look, this is a mitzvah to give life after your death.
Well, I just wanted to say, one of our listeners asking what is the halachic or Jewish view on it, it is supportive. We are going to be speaking a little bit later in the show, exactly as Jack is saying, to bring as much information as we can. We're going to be speaking to a member of the Chief Rabbinate's office in Israel, talking about how this needs to be managed. But it certainly is something that, can be done in accordance with Jewish law. I'm sorry, Jack, you were saying?
Yeah, no, I was just saying that, you know, obviously more people would come forward if they knew what to do, they should inform their family, and it is a mitzvah, of course, if it's done in the right way. You know, some of the major organs can only be taken while you're still technically alive, and then, you know, the halachic issues will have to be dealt with, what the definition for is. But tissue donations, corneas and bone and heart valves and things like that can be taken, sometime after technical death or real death, actually. I think people need to educate themselves about the options, and to go to the Organ Donor Foundation, and there's a very good section there. They give you frequently asked questions, and they'll provide a lot of information there. And people must make an individual decision, but obviously bring in the family full consciousness of what they are doing, and make sure that people know about it. I mean, it's no use, being willing to give, donate your organs, and you've already been buried and the opportunity has been lost. So, for people who are interested, please go to the Organ Donor Foundation website. I think all your questions will be answered there, and how to go about it, and really how many lives and you could save, and also the quality of life. You know, if you donate a cornea, you're giving the gift of sight. And I think that's
really also an important way to look at it, is to say, not just, well, you know, it's this blanket thing of donating organs, but to actually understand what each organ can do for somebody and for how many people. You know, I think that, when it becomes real and tangible, I think that also makes a big difference.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, a lot of, you know, in the tragedy when a young person dies is that we've seen examples where the parents are comforted by the fact that in some way, I mean, you can't replace the death, in some way the death of their child has given life to someone else. And we've seen those heartwarming examples. And, you know, obviously we don't want, people to die. But, if there's an opportunity to give life to others.
Unsigned, one of our listeners saying, maybe someone like Hatzolah could get involved, and then goes on to say, I want to donate my organs. However, my family is very uncomfortable discussing it. And I think that's the point, is that by having these conversations on radio and by talking to halakhic authorities, by talking to people from within the sector who understands this, I think maybe we can, I mean, I hate using the word normalize because it's become such a woke word, but normalize talking about it. And once we do that, then it does give us hopefully opportunity to do so. Jack Bloom, thank you for raising this and for this discussion. I think it is an important one to have. Jack Bloom, member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance.